This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Johnny. Very good morning to you and very good early evening over at my end here from Asia.
The start of a new week. Tell us about the markets where you are today. How have they been?
Yes, particularly let us focus on this potential earthquake shock that has taken shape in the FX market late last week. So that is primarily coming in a surprise for the market's participants, focusing on the yen side of the story. So we know that the yen has been relatively weak against the US dollar in the past 4 months or so. And prior to the FOMC meeting on Wednesday, the yen has weakened against the dollar to a 40-year low, trading at this 164 handle per USD. So what's interesting over here is that right after the FOMC meeting, I would say post-FOMC, on Thursday, last Thursday, the dollar-yen has a significant plunge, and various media has reported that the Japanese authorities had stepped in into the FX market to intervene significantly by buying up the yen and selling the dollar. And what's interesting over here is that that particular fall of the dollar-yen continued on last Friday, breaking below its 200-day moving average, where we measure it from the pace of the decline was from a high of 164 all the way down to Friday low that constitute about 4%. And in today's Asia session, before the start of the Asia session for Singapore time at around 7:30 a.m., so that's Japan opening hours, the Ministry of Finance of Japan has officially acknowledged a joint intervention undertaken both sides, U.S. and Japan, for the very first time on Friday. For 15 years, right, since 15 years. So that actually is a significant announcement, implying that both sides of the Western side, which is US and as well as Japan, it seems to me that there is some kind of sheer determination to put a pause to this ongoing significant yen weakness that has been taking shape since in the last 3 months or so. So with that, that actually created a negative feedback loop in the movement of the dollar yen. So the dollar yen continues its weakness as we are speaking right now, plunging below the 200-day moving average, now trading at 156.95 roughly, so almost hitting the low of a 155 figure level in today's Asia session. So currently, the current intraday low is at 155.23. So what we could see now is that from a technical analysis perspective, the major uptrend phase from the low of 22nd of April 2025 all the way up to last week, 23rd of July 2026 high at the 164 handle level, that particular major uptrend phase has been damaged, all right, potentially. So right now, we are now staring at the brink of a potential multi-week corrective phase that may form on the dollar yen given what has taken shape in the last two sessions. And with this significant movement of the dollar yen, has it kind of altered the outlook on the US dollar? The answer is no. Why? Because what we could see right now over here is that from the US side, there was a report saying that the US actually intervened via selling the euro against the yen rather than selling directly the dollar. So what we could see over here is that the dollar index is still managed to held above its 200-day moving average, I think, as a near-term support right now as we're speaking, at around the 99.26 level over here. So what I'm foreseeing over here is that for the FX market, we may now start to see another very choppy movement on the dollar against the other major currency, but much more pronounced yen strength against the major pair. So this is the trend that we are looking at. So that could potentially have some form of repercussion impact on the movement on the Nikkei 225 in some form or another. So given the fact that the Nikkei 225 has fallen close to about 5 weeks, there's a 5 week of corrective decline from its current all-time high, and it's now fast approaching its 200-day moving average. So if we start to see a kind of a yen strength coming back against other major currency, potentially that could lead to inbound of net foreign capital inflows back into the Japanese stock market, which could potentially address or negate that 5 week of corrective decline that's been seen on the Nikkei 225 and give birth to a potential new bullish impulsive up move sequence on the Nikkei 225 due to a stronger yen and potentially impacting attracting net foreign inflows back into the Japanese stock market.
Meanwhile, Kelvin, we've seen oil prices plunge after Donald Trump called off strikes and said the United States and Iran would hold peace talks. We've seen Brent crude sink as much as nearly 10% today. Now we're in a situation where the sharp fall in the oil price has sent the cost of government borrowing lower, because there are obviously hopes that this is going to ease inflation. So better news, but nonetheless, it's still a very transient situation and anything could change in the next few days.
Yes, precisely. So I believe that investors and traders are going to be cautious that what's going on between this hot and cold situation between US and Iran. So this is not the first time that Trump has proclaimed that an intermediate peace deal is in sight. But however, after a while, you know, in the last 3-4 weeks, this peace deal broke down and we see the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. So will it happen again? Possible. So I would say that investors and traders got to be pretty much cautious unless officially we now kick in a finalized peace deal, not whatever interim peace deal, where both sides could fall back on their or reverse their earlier promises and go back to the normal flow of business, where Iran side try to extract as much concession from the US by using the Strait of Hormuz as a crown jewel to actually potentially create a kind of imported inflation back into the United States.
Let's now look ahead to the week ahead. And I think probably on Friday is the big story, isn't it? With the latest jobs figures, the non-farm payroll report. What else is happening during the week?
Yes, yeah, so other than non-farm payrolls report, we do have a couple of data to chew on. So for the start of this week, on Monday, later during the US session, we have the ISM manufacturing PMI data. So market participants will be focusing both the headline and as well as the sub component, which is the ISM manufacturing prices paid for the month of July. So that is an indirect measure of the cost of businesses for manufacturing firms in the US. And as we head into the week, we also have ISM services PMI data out on Wednesday, the 5th of August. And most importantly, will be the non-farm payroll data out on Friday. So this time around, for the non-farm payroll data, after last month, we call it unexpected 4 to 57K jobs added, market is now expecting a recovery in the labor market in the US, where non-farm payroll data for July is being expected at 91K, whereas the unemployment rate is almost holding steady at the 4.2%. So this is a rather important number. So if we're going to see a recovery, potential recovery in the non-farm payroll data to that 91K jobs added expectation and even back to the 100K jobs added expectation prior to that unexpected fall in July, because for the month of April to May, the non-farm payroll data has been hovering around the 110K jobs level per added. So that could further reinforce or further support this ongoing expectation by the US Fed Funds Futures market, where the Fed Funds Futures traders are expecting the Fed to hike rates at least one time before 2026 ends. So this time around, we have a high probability centered in around September meeting or even the October meeting over here. And if this US non-farm payroll data continues to show labor market resilience, that will continue to hold the fort for a potential interest rate hike to come in either September or October. before 2026 ends. So that could also potentially allow the overall FX market to continue to trade in a very broad sideways range as a hawkish Fed rhetoric could potentially give some support to the US dollar, despite the fact that we may continue to see strengthening of the Japanese yen against other major currency.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great week.
Thank you, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.